Friday night is an embarrassment of riches for music for an area of about a square mile in Fayetteville. We've already mentioned the concert at Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall Friday night, and later this week we'll further examine the next performance in the Walton Arts Center Jazz Season that will be just blocks away. To the south of both of those venues, Sarah Gay and her son Kieran Means will offer a concert of traditional American songs and ballads.
They've developed a worldwide following for their love of traditional songs that they've collected for years from around the globe. Late last month, Sarah Gay called me from her home in Perth, Scotland, to talk about her return trip to Arkansas and about her musical relationship with her son Kieran.
I think it's a very genetic thing. I think any siblings, you know, or, you know, anybody who is sort of related, blood related, I think it just seems to happen. I don't know if it does with everybody, but we just phrase in a similar way, and we think about songs in a similar way. And I think a lot of it comes from his growing up and my talking about the importance of song and, you know, the song taking precedent over playing. You know that it's important to keep the instrument behind the song. And there are just so many little things that he's picked up that he's so sensitive to that a lot of musicians who are, you know, maybe not growing up with a parent who is giving them, it's not that you're sitting down and lecturing to them, but, you know, just little things that he's picked up over the years that he has tremendous respect for the music and great, great passion for it.
I know that you collect, sometimes these are songs that you mentioned are generations old or a century old. There's one on the CD, Sandy Boys, which you collected, but you mentioned that you collected it from a living person, and that's Resurrection Day.
Yes, from Joe Newbery.
Yeah. So you find songs that are more or less contemporary as well.
Occasionally, and I think the reason why we included that on the CD, we'll do a Utah Phillips song or a Bob Coltman song or, and you know, people who are writing in the traditional genre, you know, and in that idiom. Otherwise, we tend not to. We sing a fair number of Jean Ritchie's songs, but again, she took a lot of old traditional tunes and then she set them to words that she had written as poetry when she was a young girl. So, you know, they're very traditional in their very nature, and the same applies to Utah Phillips songs. His songs are steeped in Western lore, and Bob Coltman, of course, from Massachusetts, we do occasionally a couple of his songs, and he's a great scholar of traditional music and song, and he sort of contemporized a lot of the old child ballads and brought them up into the 20th century. So we occasionally like to do a couple of his songs. But I would say that the bulk of what we do is you know, traditional.
When I look at where you're going to play, it's such an interesting itinerary you always have. It might be Kent, or it might be Burlington, Vermont, or Glasgow, or Edinburgh, or Mountain View, Arkansas.
I know. Well, fortunately, we don't do them all at once. But because I do all the bookings myself, I just sort of sit down and look at the following year and think, you know, and we plan in regions, you know. Kieran comes over here part of the time. It's getting harder and harder to get work here in the UK, but he comes over a couple of times a year to do festivals in the summer and then one big juicy tour during the year usually. And I set that up, and that's usually about a month and a half long. And then we usually are doing two tours in the States, and we pick different regions so that it makes sense geographically, you know, and otherwise we do the best we can. We've got a huge Western tour that I'm working on at the moment for next year, and we're going to be doing a PowerPoint presentation on the traditional songs that migrated into the Western states between the middle of the 1800s and about the early 1920s. And we're covering all the bases, you know, from all the different aspects of things descending on the West during that period of time, you know, the gold rush and the Mormon ballad tradition and the murder ballads of the Great Plains and the ranchers and the outlaws and the cattle drive. And, you know, we're just covering all these through traditional song and a PowerPoint presentation of images. And we've got an unscripted just a chat that we talk about the songs and the history and how they relate to the area time and so forth. And it's a wonderful thing. We tried it out over here as a pilot sort of in the UK for festivals, and people just loved it. We just had packed audiences. So we thought, well, we'd take it to the States, you know, where it belongs. And I've just started working on this mammoth tour, and we're going to be... Now, that is going to be covering some territory. I mean, you will want to sit down and and gasp when you see that we're going to be, you know, as far southeast as perhaps as Texas. We're in Texas. We're in New Mexico. We're in Colorado. We're in Montana, Wyoming, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Utah, everything except California. We have no desire really to do anything in California, which is, I suppose, I don't know why. I'm not too sure why. I think because we lost our shirts there financially a couple of years ago, and I'm reluctant to go back.
But, that's not a bad reason to not go back.
That's right. It's a very good reason not to go back. And I think Kieran keeps pushing me to get another tour in California, and I keep saying, well, you find ones that pay reasonably. And that, you know, funnily enough, California is the one state that can afford to pay decently, and they don't. And it just really, it's a bit of an annoying thing. You know, you think, well, some of the states like Wyoming, we're doing a big PowerPoint presentation in a place called Buffalo. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere, and yet the people are so... they're just so eager. They are just so interested in the history of these songs, and they've got a huge grant from the Buffalo Arts Council, you know. And here you are in this tiny little two-dot place, and, you know, and yet they are just thrilled. But you get to somewhere like California, and it all gets very blasé, and they're very, you know, oh, we've seen all, done it all. And it's much harder, I think, to put a decent tour together. But it will be one tour de force if we get this thing. It's pulling together very well at the moment. So this will be probably the biggest and most ambitious thing we've ever done. So,
well, the first week of November, just ahead, you've got quite the Arkansas tour, because you'll be in Mountain View on Sunday the 4th. Then you kind of go up to Missouri on the 5th. But then on the 7th, Calico Rock. And then, of course, you'll be in Fort Smith and Fayetteville.
Yeah, and we're in Fayetteville. I always call it the Bold Garage, but that's just a name that I made up for Dave McKee's building, you know, his architectural building on Center Street. So I always tease Julie and the gals who, you know, who are part of Sugar on the Floor, and I always tell them that we're doing the concert in the Bold Garage, because it was, I think, a garage at one time.
It was, yes.
Yes, we're doing that on the 9th at 7:30 in the evening, and I'm so looking forward. We're just thrilled to bits, and we're doing a concert for Pete Lippincott, who's been an old friend for a long, long time in Fort Smith, and we've never done a concert in Fort Smith, so that should be very interesting.
Do you, when you get a chance, whether you're playing in Belgium, Calico Rock, Fort Smith, Cyprus, the UK, do you still get a chance to try to discover some songs that maybe you didn't know about beforehand?
I always try. You never know when you're going to come across a wonderful song. You just have to kind of keep your ears and eyes open. Quite often when you're on a tour, you really haven't got time to collect. But every now and then, I mean, I can remember years ago singing at a tiny little festival in southeastern Arizona. And I sang a version of an old song called Home, Dearie Home. And it was a song from England. And it was also sung in Scotland. And it traveled across the Atlantic. And it was sung in my part of northern New England as Raspberry Lane. It was a version from Vermont. And I just happened to sing it at that little festival. And an old fellow came up to me and he said, oh, I know that song. But I know it like this, and he sang me this really old Western version of the song, and he called it Freighting from Wilcox to Globe. And it was the same song, but the freighters had taken a hold of it and changed it to suit their needs and took the old song, and it must have come across probably with Cornish tin miners from Cornwall and from tin miners from Wales, and they took the song over, and it got changed. So you just never know. You never know. You just have to keep your ears and eyes open, and quite often, you know, a song will present itself. It's wonderful when it happens.
Sarah Gray will play Friday night at 7:30 at the David McKee Architecture Building at 545 West Center Street in Fayetteville. She talked to me last month from her home in Perth, Scotland, before beginning her latest tour.